Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From NFL Network, he has his own drive time show in L.A., AM 570 from 3 to 7 Pacific Coast time, of course. Eddie's the play-by-play voice of the Chargers returning to the program. Let's bring in Matt Money Smith. Matt, good morning.
What's happening, Bob? Hey, Vinny, how are you?
Good. All right, Matt, let's try to figure this out. Help us if you could. Colin Kaepernick, NFL clubs informed yesterday that there's going to be a workout on Saturday in Atlanta for Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't played in the league since 2016. Of course, you know, coaches and teams are getting ready for their games. You got Cleveland and Pittsburgh coming off of a game on Thursday night. From what I read, Kaepernick's people wanted to do it next Tuesday, but were declined that, or they declined the offer. What does all of this mean, I guess, is the question.
Well, you know, I think the timing is odd, and that's why I think more people are scratching their head over this one than are trying to kind of make sense of it, because it's, you know, we're going into week 11. It's not like teams are going to bring in a quarterback to run a system that you kind of have to get comfortable over the course of an offseason, a training camp, you know, find some sort of chemistry with receivers, an offensive coordinator, what plays work for you, what plays are most effective with the personnel you have. So that's the first thing that jumped out of me is why now? I mean, why are we in the third week of November and having this sort of, I guess, de facto pro day for Colin Kaepernick to maybe try to find a team? Now, at the same time, I mean, when you look through the NFL this season, I mean, we have had more quarterback turnover, either due to injury or lack of performance, than in any recent year I can remember. Specifically, like quality quarterback turnover, where backups and Ryan Tannehill and Kyle Allen and Teddy Bridgewater have operated at a very high level. So I guess maybe there's something to that, like, hey, it is okay to throw a backup in there if he's competent and can lead a team, and that's led to wins and for teams to be playoff relevant. And maybe because of all this attrition, it is a good time to try to find Colin Kaepernick back on a team. Look, it's certainly been a polarizing, B, controversial, I think it's a fair word to use, that Kaepernick hasn't found himself on a roster with the talent he possesses. Now, I do believe, to make a long answer longer, Bob, that a lot of this is self-inflicted in terms of not off the field, but on the field, and whether or not he was committed to actually putting himself in quarterback shape and being ready to be called upon were that situation to arise. And I think more than anything, that's what this is for, to say, hey, he has rededicated himself to football, and we want to prove to all 32 teams you can put him on a roster and trust he'll be ready if called upon.
I would think if you're going to send somebody, if it was me, I'd send my pro scout. You know, that's who I would send, because, I mean, you don't on a Saturday game week, I mean, there's too much stuff going on and too much stuff that you need to worry about. I mean, there's probably going to be more media people than anybody, but the other thing is just down the road is going to be George Auburn. You know, so how many media people are really going to be there? So I think it's going to be kind of a circus, you know, and the teams get the film. So, I mean, why do you, you know, I'll take a look at the film, you know, and that's kind of what I would do.
Yeah, Vinny, I think you look at a team like, look at the two teams in the Chargers and the Saints. I mean, they're going to Mexico. You know, they're yeah, in the middle of the international series. How are you going to commit a resource, you know, or resources to that when the Chargers are trying to save a season that a lot of people found promise in before it began, you know, and needing to win out? The Chiefs are trying to figure out what the heck is going wrong with a team that many people suspected was going to be atop the AFC, and the road to Super Bowl 54 would go through Kansas City. So it seems odd, and I think because, you know, just the middle of both of these conferences, when you look at those two wild card spots in so many division races, you know, I heard it before, you know, you guys brought me on, you know, speaking to the fact that the Steelers are somehow relevant, yeah, you know, here and would be in the playoffs if it ended today. Again, the timing seems so odd, and I think it maybe speaks to the delicate nature of this sort of storyline as a whole, that the NFL was willing to some degree to give it its blessing and even allow it to be put on the schedule.
I got a couple questions on the Chargers. Number one, why do they always have so many injuries? And number two, is Rivers about done?
Well, number one, I wish I could answer that. I don't know. And last year they were able to escape it for the most part. You know, last year, and I think that's maybe why you saw that 12-4 record, is, you know, obviously the linebacking core got thin. I mean, you guys know full well in that wild card game, yeah. It was partially by design, but partially by necessity that they had to play with six defensive backs and sometimes seven against the Ravens because their linebackers were all injured. So, but for the most part, they got through it. They changed out strength and conditioning coordinators. They changed out a couple of those guys 2 years ago. Yet for whatever reason, here we are. And I think, you know, the one that you know, happened before the season James. Was really, you know, unfortunately the one that I think has led to this record, this 4-6 record, and that's Derwin James. Yep. I think more often than not, you walked off a field, even though he was a rookie last year. And, I mean, you guys experienced that, and I think you're still experiencing it. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're the best player on the field, you're the best player on the field. And I think there were quite a few games last year that you felt that about Derwin James, and he's an eraser. You know, just the position he plays, the ability to either play in the box, up high, rush from an edge, play a linebacker spot, cover a tight end, cover a slot receiver. Heck, he can go outside and cover guys. Was a weapon that Gus Bradley has sorely missed. And when you look at those six losses for the Chargers, speaking to, you know, why have they been bad this season, they're all one-score games. Last week, the defense let them down. All they needed was one stop, and they had stopped the Raiders repeatedly throughout the course of that game, and they couldn't come up with it. And I think that's where someone like Derwin makes a huge difference. Through the course of those five games that Hunter Henry missed, when you saw him come back, how much more dramatically different the offense was. And then I'm getting to your point, Vinny, about Philip Rivers. I think you look at what Philip has been without, you know, specifically that stretch, A, without Hunter Henry, B, he really has not had a speed guy all season. This offense has lacked speed, you know, save maybe Austin Ekeler in space can have some burst. Just kind of the lack of Tyrell Williams, I think, has really affected this team dramatically, and I think that's led to a huge kind of reduction in his performance, not to mention the fact that Russell Okung has been out nearly the whole season, and that offensive line was leaky as it was last year.
Matt Money Smith joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Network, play-by-play voice of the Chargers. Also hosts his own show out there in L.A., 570 AM L.A. Sports, talking about what's happening out with the beautiful people like the Kardashians, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Matt, you saw Lamar Jackson up close and personal twice last year with different degrees of success. Here he is again, named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, second week in a row, third time this season. Just talk about his improvement from January to November, and we all know the ceiling. There might not be a ceiling for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's made a fool of me this year. You know, based on what I saw last year in that wild card game, you know, the Chargers got the second crack at it. And look, that's, I think, kind of what's always been the issue with this offense in this league is when you try to run mesh, these players are so fast and so physical that just inevitably the law of averages, you're going to put the ball on the ground. And that's what happened in that wild card game is they were happy to, you know, watch that action and the Chargers, you know, and granted last year, you know, you think about Derwin, Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, they certainly have elite players at those positions where you can affect that play. And they were able to impact it, especially, you know, even rookie Chenna Nwosu. His passing has certainly neutralized the ability to fire and run laterally, you know, I should say run, you know, vertically into that backfield. Now it kind of reminds me to some degree of the issues that college players had and defenses had with Chip Kelly. When if you weren't stringing it out to the sideline and holding your lanes and staying, you know, true to what, you know, areas you were supposed to kind of be responsible for, you were going to get burned. And that's when guys like Marcus Mariota were taking those shots down the field and just destroying defenses for committing too many resources to that play. And I think we're seeing some of that. You know, I coming into the season, I said, look, until I see Lamar Jackson pass outside the numbers, I'm not going to believe it's possible. And he has certainly improved that portion of his game. I mean, his accuracy, his completion percentages, his yards per attempt, everything's off the charts. I think you said it best, Bob. I mean, I don't know if there is a ceiling. I mean, when you have someone that is that athletically gifted, and I think this is the key. And we saw it, you know, in the demise of Robert Griffin III, and now we've seen the ability of Russell Wilson to be a perennial MVP candidate. it is so important to shed contact and to avoid direct contact if you are going to be that type of player in order to stay healthy. And Wilson has shown the ability to do that. I mean, I've compared him to Floyd Mayweather Jr. The guy just never takes a clean shot. And I think we're starting to see that with Lamar Jackson. He is able to do that. And when you're able to do that and you're rushing for more yards, I mean, the NFL Network put out a, you know, they send us emails, these research packets. And the one they just put out, I mean, it blew my dome. I mean, when you see through 16 games that Lamar Jackson has more rushing yards than LaDainian Tomlinson had through 16 games, that his yards per attempt are better than Tom Brady's through 16 games, that his completion percentage is higher than Drew Brees through 16 games. I mean, it is something. And you know, you feel like you've got enough. These teams should have enough on film to try to solve and crack that, you know, that code. And it doesn't look like they're going to be able to. I mean, it really is fun to watch. I've really enjoyed it.
Matt Money Smith, NFL Network. Check him out if you're out in L.A. AM 570, L.A. Sports, and, of course, the Chargers play-by-play voice. Matt, we appreciate your time.
Thanks,
Matt. Catch up. Enjoy Mexico Monday night.
Oh, yeah, I plan on it.
Don't drink the water.
Saturday. Thank you, guys. I will not drink the water. Beer
only. Thanks, Matt. Matt Money Smith joining us. So returning to the program as he talks about NFL with us. Oh, this woman crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Henny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.